Verse 7 of 2 Peter 2, right in the chapter we're in, he talks about the sensual conduct of these unprincipled men. Now remember, he's talking about teachers in the church. Teachers in the church. Not outside, in it. And they are sensual, unprincipled people. Verse 10. It says that they indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise what? Authority. They want grace and salvation without obedience. Verse 13, 2 Peter 2:13. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions, carousing. Verse 14, their eyes are filled with adultery. They never cease from sin. They entice unstable souls. Verse 18, they are using the enticing of fleshly desires by sensuality to draw people to themselves. People who are barely escaping, people who are trying to get out of the error and perhaps moving toward the truth are enticed away into sensuality and told you can have Christ and you can still live any way you like. Verse 19, they promise freedom. They promise freedom. Just take Jesus and don't worry about how you live. And they're slaves of corruption. Verse 22 says they're dogs that go back to their vomit and sows that return to the mire. Pretty graphic. Saying no to the Lordship of Christ and infecting others with that same cheap salvation allows them to be immoral, live any way they want to live. Whenever you see a person who appears to say all the right things, and all of a sudden his life is exposed and the curtain parts, and you see that he's a sensual, corrupt, lustful, immoral person, you know you've just seen the unveiling of a false teacher who on the surface says yes to the truth, but underneath says a habitual no to the Lordship of Christ in his life. And very often he covers it with grace and cheapens the whole matter of salvation. We've seen plenty of that in the last few years. The sphere of their operation, the subtlety of their operation, the sacrilege of it, the success of